New York sued Targets. Satoshi's Bitcoin is abandoned lost property. A lawsuit filed this week in New York is asking a court to treat some of Bitcoin's oldest dormant wallets, including addresses widely attributed to Satoshi Nakamoto, as abandoned property under state law. The complaint, first reported by CryptoSlate on May 29, 2026, sets the assigned value at under $10 per wallet, the nominal cost of a state-issued notice, rather than the market value of the coins inside. The filing arrives as Bitcoin trades at $73,596, down 4.94% on the week, and inside a broader risk-off tape that has pushed the Fear and Greed Index to 33. The legal theory would, if accepted, transform a stable assumption inside crypto that addresses without recent activity are simply private property whose owner has chosen not to move them. The legal theory, in plain terms, New York's abandoned property law, like every other U.S. state's, allows the state to take custody of assets that owners have not touched for a fixed dormancy period. Forgotten bank balances, uncashed paychecks, and unclaimed insurance proceeds all flow through this system. The state holds the assets and pays them back if the owner ever returns. The complaint argues that the same framework should apply to Bitcoin addresses that have shown no outbound activity for a defined period. The plaintiffs frame each address as a stranded financial instrument, not a sovereign cryptographic object. Under that framing, the asset is not the underlying BTC, but the right to enforce custody of it, which they value at the cost of state notice procedures. That accounting is the most provocative part of the filing. By pegging the per-wallet value at under $10, the plaintiffs sidestep the obvious objection that the state cannot meaningfully take possession of coins it has no private key for. Their argument is procedural. The state can publish notice, accept claims, and eventually deem the address abandoned in a registry sense, even if the keys themselves are unrecoverable. The stakes of the Satoshi cluster, the wallets reportedly named in the filing trace back to Bitcoin's earliest mining era. Some of the addresses are attributed in public on-chain analysis to Satoshi pattern coins, the cluster that researchers have long linked to Satoshi Nakamoto. The combined holdings across that cluster sit above 1 million BTC, worth more than $73 billion at current prices. None of those coins have moved. That is, in fact, the most load-bearing assumption in Bitcoin's narrative. The founders' coins remain dormant, the supply schedule is undiluted in any practical sense, and the network operates without lingering insider risk. A legal regime that even nominally claimed authority over those addresses would force the market to reckon with whether that dormancy is a property of the protocol or a property of the legal system around it. The enforcement gap. A court order cannot move Bitcoin without keys. That is the technical reality the filing tries to work around, not deny. The plaintiffs are not asking the court to seize coins in any operational sense. They are asking the court to declare a status, which would then enable state administrative procedures to attach to the addresses on paper. If a key ever emerged, whether through key recovery, a death certificate filing, or a future court order against a person identified as Satoshi, the addressed coins would already sit in the state's claim registry. The narrower implication is procedural. The broader implication is reputational. A U.S. court declaring some portion of Bitcoin's supply legally abandoned would mark the first time a state authority has formally classified specific BTC as state claimable, even if enforcement remains theoretical. Market reaction and crypto context, Bitcoin's spot price has not reacted meaningfully to the filing as of writing, trading inside a 0.37% 24-hour band. The story is moving on legal media rather than trading desks, which is consistent with how courts move. Filings rarely shift markets, rulings often do. The filing is the latest in a wider pattern of legal experimentation around dormant crypto. Earlier this year, the CFTC asked a New York court to erase its own Gemini settlement, and the SEC approved Paxos as the first blockchain-native clearing agency, both signs that the U.S. legal system is still drawing the basic boundary lines around crypto property rights. A lost property claim against Satoshi sits in the same broader argument: who has standing over coins nobody is actively moving? Holders of BTC outside the named wallet cluster are not directly exposed by this filing. The state law theory requires a dormancy showing for each address individually, and most spent or actively held wallets would not qualify. For users moving coins through self-custody options or active exchange accounts, the abandonment trigger never arms. The risk surface here is conceptual, not operational. Three procedural tests ahead. Three procedural steps will shape whether this filing remains a curiosity or becomes a precedent. A motion to dismiss is the most likely near-term move. If the court accepts a dismissal on standing grounds, the case ends quickly. If the court allows the case to proceed, it implicitly accepts the theory that a state can attach administrative claims to cryptographic addresses without keys, which is the first time that question would receive a real hearing. Class certification, if requested, would extend the claim to a wider set of dormant addresses beyond the Satoshi cluster. That would change the political character of the case from a single wallet curiosity into a broader sweep over all early Bitcoin holders. Finally, any move by a sovereign nation to file a similar claim would signal that the theory is being copied rather than tested. The U.S. is the most obvious first venue, but Bitcoin's earliest mining infrastructure spans multiple jurisdictions, and a parallel filing elsewhere would expand the legal pressure.